A Division. It is the Johnson Brock Eagles, 11-1 for Coach Garrison Dodge in his first year at the helm of the Eagles against the Exeter Milligan Brenda squad. They are coached by Brian Arp. They are 11-1 on the season. Should hopefully be a good matchup here tonight. As we come in here, EMF is ranked number 6 in Class C2, while Johnson Brock is ranked number 7 in Class C2, playing in the semifinals tonight with the right to go to the championship Saturday night in the A Division against Tri-County. They just defeated Freeman here, a score of 50-41 in the other A Division semifinal. Coming up over on our sister station, KTNC, tonight. It'll be a little bit. They're just wrapping that. They're done. They're warming up. Randy Gatula on KTNC, our sister station, Pawnee City and Exeter Milligan friend over there, playing in the girls' B division semifinal. That one about ready to get underway as well. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for Mudeca, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. Proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest!
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. And here's a look at these starters in our game. Our presenting sponsor, by the way, our presenting sponsor tonight is going to be Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, our presenting sponsor for tonight's action. For the Exeter Milligan Friend squad tonight, they will go with the following starters for Coach Brian Arp. It's going to be 6-foot junior A.J. Mueller, 6'6 junior Grady Bresson, 5'11 senior Christian Conley, 5'11 junior Keaton Kirchhoff, and a 6'2 senior Brett Kalloff. For the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, it will be 5'9 senior Hayden Gravatt, 6'4 sophomore Deacon Burnett, 6'4 senior Brody Kaler, 6'2 senior Grady Behrens, and 6'5 senior Robert Gravatt. Pretty good sized team out there on the floor tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They are the home team in tonight's action. Our premier sponsor for the broadcast, the 97th Annual Medexus Tournament, include Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Wearing Mortuaries in Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City, and a away we go. Stepping into the center circle, Deacon Burnett for Johnson Brock. He'll jump it up against Brady Brusson. Johnson Brock, right to left as we look at it, toward the north goal here in the first half, and the tip controlled by Johnson Brock. It gets tipped back, and Robert Gravatt will hand it off to Hayden Gravatt. Off the right side against a man-to-man defense. Now it's going to be Deacon Burnett down the left side. Dishes it off to the hole and up and in with the left hand. Robert Gravatt for a 2-0 lead here for the Johnson Brock Eagles in the early going of this one. 2-0 Johnson Brock to start it off. We go the other way now. Inside to Brusson. He's trapped. He loses the control of it going underneath. Now he gets it back. They get it all the way out of three-quarter court. And they throw it underneath and lose it to a missed shot. Johnson Brock comes down with the board, and they come to the front court leading 2-0. And the ball off on the right side. Hayden Gravatt underneath. Lot of bodies in there. The ball gets loose. Robert Gravatt jumps up. Tries to save it inbounds as he throws it back toward the court. It hits the back of the backboard. Out of bounds, turnover to the Bobcats. Up the floor come the Bobcats. Christian Conley to the front court. He'll give it up there for A.J. Mueller. Down on the right side block. Now back out top, Brusson. Brusson drives in. Double team shot is blocked. Good job in there. I believe that was Deacon Burnett that got a piece of that. And it will be Bobcat ball underneath the bucket. Triggering in, A.J. Mueller. He looks into Brusson's shot, rejected, but he got it back and he missed it. Got it back again, and he will be fouled. So another block on the shot there by Robert Gravatt. Excuse me, no, number three, that was Deacon Burnett. Deacon Burnett with the block, and the foul is called on Hayden Gravatt. First foul of the ball game. Free throw up and good for Grady Brusson. It's 2-1. Johnson Brock by a single point here in the early contest. Well, we've had some good close ball games today. Second on the way is good, and we are tied at 2. 2-2. Up the floor come the Eagles. Grady Barron's with it. He'll hand off right side to Deacon Burnett. Now to Hayden Gravatt. They get it over here on the near left side at the wing. Jumper for three by Taylor. No good. Rebound on the inside and a putback for Deacon Burnett. And it's 4-2, Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock now back in a man-to-man defense. Right side of the floor, Mueller. Mueller will hold it. Now back out top, Brusson. 6-6. He plays a lot on the outside and a pass to the left block. A little turnaround hook shot, a little jump hook by Kalkoff is up and good, and we are 4-4 now. To the front court, and a drive to the hole, up, no good by Kaler. Tipped it once, couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Hayden Gravatt, shot on the way, has the pass goes to Robert Gravatt, and Johnson Brock up now 6-4. So Johnson Brock, three trips, three buckets. Take it to the front court, 5.5 to play, first quarter. Brusson down low, spins, and the ball hit the backboard, and it was blocked. No, what do we do here? It's out of bounds. They tried, okay, he was trying to shoot it. It hit the backside of the backboard. As it went deep in there, Kaler on Brusson that time, and no, I'm going to say it goes off Kaler. So he blocked it, and now it's going to be Bobcat basketball. Brusson takes the inbound out top to Conley. Conley for a long triple, misses it all. Loose ball rebound, Robert Gravatt. Will come the other way now to the front court. Kaler hands it off. Right side of the floor, Deacon Burnett to the middle to Robert Gravatt. And now with it on drive left side, Barron's all the way in. Up, no whistle, and a blocking foul will be called on the Bobcat, I think. They're going to get Conley here. No, they got 10, not 20. Okay. Yeah, it's Conley. I'm sorry. I was thinking the wrong number here. Christian Conley with the foul. First team foul. And to the free throw line will go Grady Behrens. Grady is 6'2 senior. In and out. Climbed out of there. No good. Remains 6-4. 5:08 to go. First period action here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Second one on the way up, and this one goes in the hole, and it's 7-4, Johnson Brock. Up the floor with a hoop, with the ball, going toward the hoop is going to be Conley. Comes off the right side, and a turnover. Off the hand, out of bounds, it gets away from Keaton Kirchhoff, 5'11 junior. I hadn't seen Johnson Brock yet this year. Just didn't realize they had this much height that they started. 6'4", 6'4", 6'5", 6'2". And a turnover on the offensive end by Johnson Brock as they can't get the pass to go underneath. Fumbled out of bounds, and it will be Bobcat basketball. The Bobcats dressed in black up the floor. Conley on the left side, crossover dribble all the way to the hole, blocked out of there by Taylor. Oh, we're going to call a foul or we're going to block? That can't be on Taylor. No, it's underneath on Hayden Gravatt, and that's his second foul. Taylor rejected the shot. Foul on Hayden Gravatt, his second. Second team foul. And at the free throw line, Christian Conley, 5'11 senior. First one up. Off the back, no good. They'll get another. We have seen a lot of missed free throws tonight in the games we've done and watched here. This is our third game of the night here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. We started off with the girls' game on KDNC. And two games here on Sunny. And we've got a game across the street. Five games in all on KTNC and Sunny 101.3 today from this Medeca's tournament. Conley hits the second one, and it's now 7-5. Into the game for Johnson Brock now at a guard spot. Oh, underneath, wide open. A pass across the lane to Robert Gravatt, who has six. That pass made by Quentin Behrens. Behrens off the bench in place of Hayden Gravatt. That's a terrific bounce pass across the lane for basically a layup. Now underneath, and a shot missed center there by Truman Melvin, a 6'3 junior who checked in for the Bobcats. Up the floor with the ball. Here comes the Johnson Brock Eagles halfway through quarter number one of the 4-point advantage. Right side of the floor, it goes to Behrens. Quinn will hold it. Passes off now. Taylor fakes to the baseline, cuts back, follow a jumper up and good. I'm not comparing them, but that shot looked like a Luka Doncic free throw shot. Goes up on one leg, falls away, and the 15-footer is good. 11-5. Johnson Brock by six. Conley, top of the key with the dribble. Moving in down the lane to a double team. Blocked away by Robert Gravatt. He's having a big first quarter here. Up the floor quickly the other way now on the right side base to Deacon Burnett. Back to Kaler. Kaler moving baseline, cut off there, spins back, picked up his dribble, dishes it underneath the Behrens. He fires, no, but a whistle and a foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Foul on the Bobcats on Truman Milton, his first team foul, number two of the quarter. And we've got timeout on the floor, 11-5. The Bobcats calling the timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. The 93rd annual Fairfax Tournament is underway. And tonight, the Mound City Boys beat the Fall City Tiger Boys 69-68 in triple overtime in a game that just finished up at Fairfax. 69-68, the final there. Panthers get the win. And now at the line, Johnson Brock is off the front edge. No good for Quentin Behrens. He's shooting a pair here. right, here we go. Free throw up, free throw good. And it's now 12-5. Biggest lead of the game. 3:05 to play, first quarter. To the front court we go. Swing the ball around and the pass inside. It got through the defense. Zade Arp able to pick it up, a 6'4 junior, and put it in 12-7 after a deflection by Johnson Brock. To the front court we go. Grady Behrens with the basketball. Now down to the left corner, Quentin Behrens. Quentin back out top to Deacon Burnett. He drives the lane with the left hand, scoops it, no. Taylor the rebound and the finger roll with the left hand. Up and good off the offensive rebound. 14-7. Pass to the middle underneath. Arp again, double team. Pass out of there, stolen away. Good quick beat and hand by Grady Behrens. He lobs it across. It is a shot put up there on a little alley oop. No good by Deacon Burnett, and we have a whistle after the Bobcat rebound here. What do we got? No foul call. I don't know why we stopped play, but we did. Oh, we got blood on somebody. Somebody's got a scrawl. Oh, yeah. Coming out of there, Zade Arp. He got, must have got hit right above the eye. His right eye, like his brow split, blood running down his face. That's why we stopped the play. Now, Bresson on the left side wing, passes the ball back and losing it, but getting it back and driving is Garrick Weber. Weber, a 5'11 freshman, made a nice move to the hoop and cut off, and the ball is blocked and out of bounds off of the Eagles. In for Johnson Brock. Uh-oh. I don't have that number for Johnson Brock. Let's see who this that is checking in here. Number 10 for the Eagles. All right. Bobcats down the lane and a block by Robert Gravatt. Out of bounds. For the Eagles, number 10 is Garrett Durier. Durier in the ball game. Inbound play. Comes in for Brett Kalloff, and he puts it up and in, and it's 14-9. So Durier in the game for Johnson Brock. Durier is a 6-foot senior. Here's a takeaway by the Bobcats, and at the other end, a foul on the layup. Durier commits the foul. It looked like to me, yes it was, his first of the game. And at the free throw line is going to be Keaton Kirchhoff. Shoot two. 14-9, 91 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the way up, and no good. We'll get another one here. Ready to go with the free throw. It's up. It bounces off. No good. Rebound is grabbed up by Oliver Everett for Johnson Brock. Coming to the front court are the Eagles. To the front, inside, Robert Gravatt, pass out across the floor. Taylor for a long three, too strong. Robert Gravatt with another rebound. He'll get the ball away now to Durier. He drives, can't connect, and he came in and got the rebound, except he was out of bounds and had not reestablished himself in bounds. So with a minute two to go, the Bobcats get the ball back now. In for the Bobcats, Christian Conley. Well, 62 seconds to go in the quarter. Chance to chip away here a little bit for the Bobcats. Bresson up the floor, fakes left, drives into the paint with a left hand. It rolled, and it went about three-fourths of the way around, and it falls in. So Bresson, with his first field goal, has 4 points. It's 14-11, lead is three. Johnson Brock is up by seven. Continuing up the floor now, the Eagles give the ball ahead to Deacon Burnett. Deacon in trouble, lost the ball. And he throws it back, and it's going to go backcourt. Touchback there by Duryea before the Bobcats were able to get to it and get the layup. So the Bobcats will have it underneath their own basket. Out of the game goes Kaloff. And bring it into Bresson in the paint. He makes a power move up. The ball is stripped away from him on the way up. Out of bounds with 22.7 seconds to go in quarter number one. Up the floor we go. Bring it in and now pass the ball to Conley. Conley in the middle, trying to spin away, get loose. Can't. He'll pass it out to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff right side with it for Mueller. Back to Conley. Down the lane with the left hand. It's up. It's good. And we get a one-point ball game, 14-13. Lob it ahead. Stole it. Shot at the buzzer from just inside midcourt. No good. After one, Johnson Brock Eagles, 14. The EMF Bobcats, 13. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Doors is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Doors located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Falls City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back at the Beatrice City Auditorium, ready for the second quarter to get underway. Our premier sponsors tonight include Worry Mortuary and Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City, and AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. Ball inside out for the Bobcats. The three ball is up and no good from the right side by Mueller. And up the floor with it comes Johnson Brock. Give the ball up. Now back the game with two fouls. Hayden Gravatt, the only player in the game with more than one. The only player for Johnson Brock has committed a foul so far. Skip pass over to Gravatt. Three ball up. Three ball down from the left wing. Hayden Gravatt with his first points of the contest. 17-13. Johnson Brock with the lead. To the front we go. Shot up. Shot good. Russin. That's what I thought. Had to be him. Thank you. He's got six. And it's 17-15. Inside. Taylor in the paint. Up and good from close range. That's 19-15. Back and forth we go now, it looks like. With it, Bresson, right side of the floor. Dribbles, guarded by Kaler, backing in to a double team. Robert Gravatt cuts him off. A double team there by Gravatt and Kaler. Bresson misses, rebound brought down by Kaler. We come the other way, Eagle ball. Kaler, left side of the circle beyond the three-point line. Give it up there for Barron. Grady, right side for Hayden Gravatt. Three ball, Kaler across the flat iron. No. Rebound and on the run, Keaton Kirchhoff. And a layup and a long pass up the floor for Bresson. And the third foul committed by Hayden Gravatt. That's his third. He is the only Eagle with a foul committed in this ballgame. But that's three on him. At the line, Bresson is 2 for 2, has 6 points. And he is getting them lined up, ready to shoot here. Free throw on the way up and off the mark, no good. Gravatt out. Quentin Barron's back in there for Johnson Brock at the 6:21 mark here of quarter number two. Second one on the way up, in and out and back in it goes. So our other game that's going on over on sister station KTNC is tied after one at 8-8. Bonnie City involved in that game. There we go the other way. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor down, passes off, gets it right back on the left side, drives in, pulls up, floats it, got it. Taylor now with 8 in the contest for Johnson Brock, and it's 21-16, the lead back to 5. There's a long 3 off the mark by the Bobcats by Kirchhoff. The ball sticks on the opposite side between the backboard and the rim. Our game going on in the top. Sorry, I've got the wrong teams. HRS and Southern, 8-8. Southern and HTRS tied at 8 after one quarter night over at Yappas Middle School in the B division of this tournament. Now, Robert Gravatt out to the top. Taylor holds it. Passes right side for Deacon Burnett. Back to Taylor, out on top. Taylor with the basketball. Holding it. Passes off. 3 on the shot clock and a long 3 for Taylor. Won't go. Rebound, Deacon Burnett. He throws it underneath for Grady Barron. He'll give it up. And Robert Gravatt having himself a big half. He's a little off balance, but whips it in there with the left hand. It's 23-16. And a long triple in the left corner. Three-pointer for Bresson. He's got 10. And it's now 23-19. The other way we go. 15-footer up and down in the middle for Deacon Burnett. He's got 4, and it's now 25-19. Johnson Brock. Ball loose on the baseline, on the side, right to the Johnson Brock bench. Coach Garrison Dodge catches that loose ball. Gives it to the official. Now Bresson takes the inbound. Yeah, he's going to shoot it over Taylor for 3 from the right side. No good. Weak side rebound brought down. Rebound by Kellogg and a 3-pointer for Kershaw. His first 3, and now it's 25-22. 4:15 to go in the half. Taylor for 3 at the other end. Up, no good. So here comes EMS with the ball. Conley has it. Right side, 3 ball from the circle. It's good again. It's Brett Kalloff. Kalloff has 7, and we are tied at 25 apiece with 3:57 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
3:57 to go in the first half here in the A Division semifinal between Johnson Brock Eagles and the Bobcats of Extra Milligan Friends. Remember, all of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Go to our website. Pick it up anywhere in the world. Get that app. News, sports, weather, you name it, we got it. All on MSC Radio app. Kaler will bring it up himself this time. He'll bring it to the left side to Deacon Burnett. And Burnett, jump pass stolen by Bresson. Bresson's pass up the floor, deflected. Now it will be EMF with the ball on the left side. Derek Weber back in there. Bresson can't control it. Loose ball. Oh, my. Elbow thrown down there by A.J. Mueller. He hits the deck, and it's going to be a steal for Johnson Brock. A missed layup at the other end. No good by Barron. A scramble for the ball. We've got a scrum on the baseline. Robert Gravatt, I think somebody fell into him. maybe dinged his ankle up a little bit. He leaves the floor, replaced in the lineup now by Oliver Everett. Held ball, possession, arrow to EMF. All right, here we go. EMF with the basketball in a tie ball game. 3:20 to go in the first half. Bringing it up the floor, Christian Conley. Off the left side, he goes with the pass. Driving up, Kirchhoff, back out top, Bresson to Conley. Thinking about a three, now tries a little fancy dribbling. Gets the ball away, Kirchhoff again, out to Bresson, dribble, drive, goes up, no good. Left it short, loose ball after the rebound by Kaler. Taken away into Bresson, will turn around, hooked up and good. He now has a dozen in that lead. Is going to EMF now for the first time in this ballgame. 27-25. Johnson Brock needs to take better care of the basketball. Pressure defense by the Bobcats. Taylor on the front, fakes right, goes left, cut off, double team, out to the top with it for Deacon Burnett. And he gets whistled for traveling. The ball will go back to the Bobcats. They're 11-1 on the year. Johnson Brock also 11-1 on the year. Johnson Brock suffered their loss this year. Tri-County by a dozen. Here's a three-pointer on the rim. No good from Conley on the left side and the rebound to the Eagles. Coming up the floor now, Deacon Burnett. Right side to Kaler. Kaler moves up, passes the ball off now in the hands of Everett. He'll give it up for Barron. Grady off the right side now, and he passed the ball away. Give it now away to Quentin Barron. Quentin gives it up underneath, wide open, catch made, and never coming down with it. Putting it up and in is Grady Barron. We are tied now at 27, our fourth tie of the ball game. 27 apiece. Conley, right side of the floor, now way out beyond the top of the key. Bresson will pass the ball down to Weber. Weber holds Conley, gives the ball underneath, a little give and go. And Bresson able to come down with a ball that went up kind of like a shot. It came off the rim. The young man almost shot it backwards over his head because it was either shoot it or lose it. And now it's going to be Johnson Brock ball after the Kaler rebound. Underneath, Kaler open up off the glass on the right side. Good. Nice assist, nice entry from the right side, and Johnson Brock reclaims the lead now, 29-27. Reverse layup for Conley is good underneath, going from the left to the right. He's got five, and we're tied at 29. 43 seconds to go in period number two. Taylor, 12-footer, short, and the ball is off of Johnson Brock, they say. Conley was there with Deacon Burnett. They were both up in the air. Conley was inside, but they say Burnett touches it last. 35 seconds to go in the half. Once again, looking for the lead will be the Bobcats of EMF. The shot clock is off. 27 seconds to go in the period. Preston doesn't care about that. Backing in. Kicks it out, and a three ball well short for Kirchhoff. Rebound saved in by Kaler. On the run the other way, and a layup good. Flying from the left side. Baseline is Deacon Burnett. He's got six. 31-29. 5 seconds to go in the half. Ball knocked loose. Stolen from inside midcourt. The attempt at the buzzer hits the shot clock above the rim and the backboard. After one half of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles have 31, and the EMF Bobcats have 29. We'll be back with a first half wrap-up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're in Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. First half, Johnson Brock leading by one after one quarter, 14-13 at halftime. They lead by two, 31-29. First half scoring for the Bobcats. A dozen for 6'6 junior Grady Bresson. Seven for Brett Kalloff. Five for Christian Conley. 3 points for Keaton Kirchhoff and two for Zade Arp. They are 4 of 8 from the free throw line. They've only committed 2 fouls in the first half. For Johnson Brock in the first half, they're led by Brody Kalen with 10 points in the ball game. 8 for Robert Gravatt. 6 for Deacon Burnett. 3 apiece for Grady Behrens and Hayden Gravatt. And 1 in the first half for Quentin Behrens. The Eagles are 2 of 4 at the free throw line. The only bad news, really, for Johnson Brock, Hayden Gravatt has committed all 3 of the fouls called against Johnson Brock in the first half of this game. Not a lot of fouls called, but 3 of them on Gravatt in the first half. It's 31-29. We had 2 lead changes and 5 ties in the first half. Other games of Medeckas today in the girls' division semifinals. It was Freeman over Johnson Brock, 37-36, to advance to the title game against Tri-County, a 50-47 winner over Sacred Heart tonight. In the B division girls, Extra Milligan Friend over Sterling, 40-17. Pawnee City girls beat Del Rodel, 27-25, to advance to the finals tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow in the championship, A division, Freeman versus Tri-County at 8:15. Johnson Brock and State Heart tomorrow at 5 here on Sunny 101.3. EMF plays Pawnee City tomorrow night at 6:30. We will have that game for you as well. That will be tomorrow night on KTNC, our sister station. Sterling and Del Rodel play for 3rd in the B division. In the boys' division tonight, Tri-County beat Freeman 50-41 in the A division semifinal, advance of the title game against the winner of this game. And it was Lewiston with a 52-38 win over Parkview to advance the title game. HCRS and Southern playing right now over on sister station KTNC. They were 8-8 after one quarter tonight in the B division. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Our presenting sponsor, premier sponsor tonight, include AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Worry Mortuaries in Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather forecast here for more of our sponsors. Be back with second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for Mudeca, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest!
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a couple of isolated showers possible. Might even see one or two snowflakes mixing in. A low temperature around 30 degrees with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday looks partly sunny with a high temperature in the upper 30s and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, cloudy with temperatures dipping back to around 12 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper teens and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the lower 40s with west winds at 10 to 20. Monday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 20s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday looks sunny, with high temperatures around 40 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
31-29, Johnson Brock with a lead over Exeter Milligan Fred. Halftime in our boys' A-Division semifinal. You know, heard that ad there, that commercial for Den's Locker. They make a mean turkey sandwich there. That was my lunch today on the way up here. Stopped by Den's. Got a nice new, well, to me anyway, new little cooler there with sandwiches in it. But hey, that looks good. I'm hungry. Turkey, roast beef, ham. Had my choice. Went for the turkey. Pretty good eating. They're probably closed on the way home, so I'll have to do something different. Or maybe when I get home, somebody will cook me a nice 7-course meal, but I doubt that. You know, never hurts to ask, right? Here we go. Johnson Brock basketball. They'll go left or right towards the south bucket here in the second half tonight. It's Hayden Gravatt with the ball. He'll swing it left side. Three ball up, three ball down. Grady Behrens now with six. And the Eagles are up 34-29 by five. Biggest lead in the first half was seven. All right. We go the left side. Working to the baseline, Mueller. Works it back out top. Now Conley between the circles will reset the offense against the man-to-man defense. Come off the left side. Kershaw goes inside for Conley. Powers his way into the left hand. Partially blocked out of there by Robert Gervais. Rebound controlled by Mueller. Tugging it out to Conley again for three. No good. And a rebound by Kaler. Brody Kaler with the rebound. Up ahead the floor with a pass to Behrens. Grady gives the ball up. And now Hayden Gervais playing with three fouls. Robert Gervais over and goes to Grady Behrens. Right side, Deacon Burnett. Now fake right, drive left, floating, shooting, scoring is Kaler. Brody Kaler with a dozen in the ball game. That matches the biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock at plus seven. Preston the other way, drives baseline right side, kicks it back out. Three ball up, around the rim, and off the rim for Kellogg. He'll rebound the ball. Will Johnson Brock up the floor. Hayden Gravatt. Hayden sets up the offense against the man-to-man. Off the right side now, Robert Gravatt. Kaler in the lane, hangs, floats, can't get it to go this time, keeps it alive, and he's going to get called for his first foul. Trying to tip that ball, he reached across the shoulder of a Bobcat and picks up his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the second half. Here come the Bobcats with the basketball up the floor. Through the middle ring, give the ball to Preston. He passes underneath. Ball off the hands of Mueller. Stolen by Johnson Brock. Stolen back by Mueller. He'll get the ball away and a three-pointer up. Off the mark. No good by Kershaw from the right side of the floor. And now a rebound for Hayden Gravatt. He'll bring it up and a long pass up the front court to Behrens. And it's Grady Behrens with a drive and a two-pointer. And the lead is 38-29, the biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson Brock. 5:35 to play in the third quarter. Off the left side, faking the three, driving into the middle. It's going to be Kershaw. Loose ball, scramble for it, and it is the Bobcats' ball. On a timeout called by Coach Brian Harp. 5:26 to go in the third. The Eagles up by nine. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:26 left in this third quarter, 38-29. Johnson Brock, our premier sponsor for tonight's broadcast, the 97th annual Medecus Tournament. Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, and Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, as well as gutters. Bobcat ball right in front of their bench, triggering the ball in will be A.J. Mueller. He gets set, he looks, he'll bring it in for Callup. Callup back to Mueller, a cut, it's good, and a foul. Brett Callup now with nine in the game. They'll have a three-point opportunity. Oh, my goodness, the foul on Hayden Gravatt, his fourth. Talk about being hoggish. Hayden has committed four of the five fouls called on Johnson Brock in this game. So he's going to have to take a seat on the bench. 38-31, and Kaloff at the line. Free throw up, line drive shot, but it's over the front lip. Good. 38-32. Down to six is the lead. Nobody's had a double-digit lead in the game yet. Now Robert Gravatt with a bounce pass down to Kaler, making a move, backing in, back to Gravatt. Three ball, front rim, no. Rebound grabbed up for a moment by Behrens. He gets it away. Kaler with a finger roll over the front end. Good as they pass it back to him. Heat elevates, and it's now 40-32. Johnson Brock back on defense from man to man. Conley with the ball, seesaws it back and forth, goes in, knocked away by Behrens. Now we got bodies all over the floor again, and we've got a foul. Push foul on the Eagles. That one's going to be on Deacon Burnett trying to get that ball. Third foul of a half from the quarter. She's against Johnson Brock. Oh, over and back. Conley caught the ball right near midcourt. I mean, right on the line, right next to the line. And he stepped back. His full body and the ball were in the front court. And he stepped back. And that's over and back. That's the right call. Coach Brian Arp and the folks cheering for the Bobcats don't think so. And what are we doing here? Should be Johnson Brock ball up by their bench. Okay, here we go. No, that was the correct call. He caught it in the front court, stepped back over the midcourt line. Now, it will be Robert Gravatt with it. He'll dish the ball away to Deacon Burnett. Right side, Taylor isolated out here on Bresson. They try to set a screen for him. Nothing to it. Brady Behrens, he'll drive the right side of the lane, and he throws it up good from the right side down the lane. 42-32. The lead is 10. That is the biggest lead of the game. Again, for Johnson Brock. Three-pointer at the other end, up no good by Kalloff. Rebound comes out long. Robert Gravatt will grab it off the deck. Pass the ball off and up the floor. Deacon Burnett, right side, and his pass in the middle. Too much mustard on that one. A steal and a run out of the other end. And a nice dish back to Garrick Weber. Johnson Brock was trying to time that up for a block and made the pass back to Weber, the trailer. And he got the easy two, 42-34. Right side now, Johnson Brock with the ball, handled by Quentin Behrens. Taylor, right side, Robert Gravatt, lobs it on the inside, and jumping into the back of Deacon Burnett will be A.J. Mueller, number three for them, for the Bobcats. Their first foul of the quarter. Checking in is Zade Arp, 6'4 junior for the Bobcats. Lob the ball in, out, between the circles. Nice catch. Gravatt now off to Kaler. Left side of the floor with the ball working it. Grady Behrens back to Kaler, isolated left side. Starts in, backs out, cross-court pass tipped away by Bressa out of bounds to the Johnson Brock bench. 3:11 to play in this third period. All right, let's see. Lob in, way up the ladder to make the catch. Robert Gravatt, and he drops it off to his teammate cutting the hoop, Quentin Behrens, who gets his first field goal tonight. It's 44-34, 3 minutes to go. Three ball by Weber, short. Pulling it down out of the air will be Kaler. He is up the floor with it, gets the ball off there. Now driving the ball on the left side. Follow a jumper on the rim. No good by Deacon Burnett. Rebound coming out of there with it is Weber again. Or excuse me, that's not Weber, that's Mueller. Here comes the ball across court. Now Weber's got it to Bresson. Bresson looks out to the top to Arp. Arp gives it back away to Mueller. Back to Arp in the paint down the left side. Spin shoots too strong. Rebound picked out of the air again by Robert Gravatt. Robert's having a good numbers game. He's got 8 points, probably got that many rebounds, and playing a good defense tonight. Kaler out top, swings the right side of the floor to Behrens. Grady gives it back to Kaler. Thinking about it, dribble between the legs, moves right, looks for an opening. Can't find one, he'll give it up on the right side, and now back to reset the offense. 10 on the shot clock. A lob inside, shot rejected, put up there by Quentin Behrens. And the ball taken down by the Bobcats up the floor through traffic, reaching in there, nearly knocking it away with Grady Behrens. Also almost got his arm caught in there. Here's a triple from the left side. Elbow good. Three ball, Keaton Kershaw. He's got six in the game. That's his second long ball. 24-37. Barons, excuse me, Kaler to the front, off to Gravatt. Robert, bounce pass to the middle, and a shot up in the paint. Deacon Burnett, no, but a whistle and a foul with a minute 19 to go in the third. The foul is on A.J. Mueller, his second, team foul number two of the quarter. The refs did a nice job. We have not had many calls. We've had six calls total on Johnson Brock, four on EMF so far in this game. Free throw up, too strong for Deacon Burnett. He'll get another one here. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Checking in, Truman Milton, 6'3 junior. Out of the game is Mueller and Kirchhoff. Second free throw, up and good. So one out of two for Deacon Burnett. 45-37. To the front, Bresson over the right side, Conley. Conley will give the ball down the lane with a finger roll. No good by Weber. Weber can't hit. Rebound to the Eagles and up the floor. Kaler will take it as he trails the play. Now give the ball off to Grady Barrett. Back again. Driving in, Gravatt, he'll dish the ball away, and now out to Kaler. Left elbow, moving into the paint, spins, backed in hard, and a foul on the Bobcats. Going to go on 14, that's Zade Harp. His first, team foul number three of the quarter, even there. Just 48 seconds left in this third period. H3S playing over on sister station, KTNC. You get all of our games on the NSC radio app anywhere in the world, anytime they're on. All right, Kaler, 40 seconds to go in the third. Free throw line jumper in and out, no good. Rebound, put back to the left hand, the left side, Oliver Everett. 47-37, Johnson Brock. To the front. Conley fakes the three, Bresson fakes, drives, frees the line, lost the ball, 20 seconds to go. Driving all the way in, no finger roll, no tip-in. First shot put up by Duryea. Kaler couldn't get the follow, and at the other end, and a breakaway two-pointer for Truman Milton. 47-39, and elevating at the buzzer, it's up, it's down. Good job there by Duryea, his first two of the night, and it's 49-39 at halftime. Excuse me, after three quarters, I'm sorry. 49-39. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We are back at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 8 minutes up on the clock. That's all we've got left in this one, it looks like. 49-39, Johnson Brock with the lead over Exeter Milligan's friend here. It is Bobcat basketball. They have it. Front court faking the three. Driving the right side will be Kirchhoff. Gets it away to Bresson. He shoots short. No good. Rebound again by Kaler. And he's going to be fouled by Bresson. Bresson wanted to get a ball. Kaler had the ball tied up with both arms against his chest. He's spinning around. I'm sure you can find fans over there of the Bobcats. And hey, he's throwing elbows. Bresson with the foul. That'll be his first of the ballgame. First of the fourth quarter. Here we go. Trap set at midcourt. Caught in that trap will be Grady Parrott. A timeout called by Coach Garrison Dodge of the Eagles. 7.5 to play. A 10-point Johnson-Brock lead back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Biafra City Auditorium. I'm John Nixon. Kurt Gilbert running the show back to the studio tonight. Johnson-Brock ball after the timeout. They lead by 10. Grady Barron has it. Used up his dribble. Goes cross-court now to Deacon Burnett. Back to the cross-court skip pass. Grady Barron used up his dribble again. Passes off, gets it right back. Now swing it to Kaler. Left corner, fakes, gets a man in the air. Spin move, reverse layup, no. Kaler kept it alive, and coming out of there, the Bobcats, and now a foul will be called on the Eagles. That foul on Robert Gravatt, his first. He took a swipe at the ball as ball handler went by. Our premier sponsors for the broadcast, the 97th Annual Medeckis Tournament, include Warrior Mortuary, which kept the Humboldt and Pawnee City and AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999. Left side with the pass now to Kershaw. Kershaw gives it to Bresson. We've got a push foul. And the Eagle foul will be on Brody Kaler, his second. Second of the quarter on Johnson Brock. A minute one gone by. Coach Brian Arp says, let's run some motion here. Triggering the ball into the baseline, A.J. Mueller, a 6-foot junior. Bring the ball into Bresson. Back out to the top now, swinging around the horn to the right side. And now it goes down deep to Kaloff on the right block. He'll kick it back out to the top, now between the circles. Resetting the offense. Free throw line spinning is Conley. Dishes it off. Right side, three ball, up, no good by Kershaw. And the rebound skids out of bounds. Nobody could get a hold of it. The Bobcats were fighting for it, but they just couldn't get a crowd. Couldn't get a rope on it. Out of bounds it goes, Johnson-Brock ball. Kaler takes the inbound, passes it off, and gets it back just across the midcourt line. His pass up the floor. Now he'll get it back. Now he'll pass left side for three. Short, no good by Grady Barron. Long rebound, Robert Gravatt. He is having a really good night. He won't have any outstanding. He won't have a 40-point game, a 20-rebound game, but he is going to have a nice stat line and do everything tonight. Bullet pass underneath, and now a kick out in the corner to Kaler for three. No, and again, kept alive by Robert Gravatt. The ball ends up in the hand of his teammate, Quentin Barron. Went in for a layup as everybody thought the ball was going the other way. He couldn't connect on the layup. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Johnson-Brock ball. Checking out of the ball game is going to be Johnson-Brock's Quentin Barron. Got dinged up a little bit in all that exchange there. I wonder if he got stepped on. Now, Robert Gravatt, if he's doing it all, I'm telling you, he's got a towel out there mopping up the floor at the free throw line. Not much left for him to do tonight unless he stays after the game. Maybe shuts the lights out when we leave. That's about all that's left. 5:52 on the clock. 49-39. Johnson-Brock with the lead. Triggering from the baseline, Grady Barron bringing out to Gravatt to Deacon Burnett. And now a shot from Kaler for three. No. Offensive rebound. Give it to Kaler. Now over to his teammate there. Again to Grady Barron. Can't get another offensive rebound by Deacon Burnett. Deacon, left side, three ball up, too strong for Oliver Everett. Rebound to the Bobcats, they're on the run the other way, but Johnson Brock back quickly on the defense. Bounce pass to the right block, double team, Kershaw gets it out, or that's Kalloff, excuse me. Now to the top to Conley, 5:15, the clock ticking down. We're going to foul underneath. Foul on Johnson Brock, going to be on Brady Barrett. His regret, not very happy about something. He didn't want to commit the foul, so you can count on that making him unhappy, but wonder someone all we didn't see. Bounce pass in, off the inbound, a nice bounce pass, a nice play. Brett Kellogg in double figures with 12 now, with that two-pointer. So now it's 49-41 at the 5:02 mark. All right, here come the Eagles to the front. Shot clock down to 19. They'll go inside. Robert Gravatt spins, shoots with the left hand. Switch. He's in double figures with 10, and it's 51-41. Johnson Brock just kind of holding the Bobcats at bay here. Long three. Too strong, no good by A.J. Mueller. The ball would go off the rim. Bounce over the top of everybody and get out of bounds over on the far side in front of the stands. If there's anybody out there that hasn't been to the Beatrice City Auditorium over these many years, this tournament, all the seating, the seats are all on one side of the gym. We sit over here on the west side on the stage behind the scorer's table and the benches. Now up the floor with the basketball, Hayden Gravatt. Trapped. Here comes the ball and Sam Smith almost got it for Johnson Brock at the scorer's table, but Sam said, as you said, that ball bounced, and it did. Caught the lip of the table, so Sam didn't have to drop his pencil and make a catch. Preston fakes left, goes right, spins left, and it is a block by Taylor, and Coach Brian Hart is unhappy. So is his team, and now a foul against the Bobcats at the other end. Let's see in midcourt. Or no foul. Preston out there trying to get the ball knocked loose. Ball went out of bounds. Okay, no foul. Ball just hit the sideline over on that far side. Now our officials are, a couple of them getting together here, down on the free throw line. Oh, the clock didn't, shot clock didn't start. We'll take it down to 30 seconds. 4:06 left in the game. Take it all the way in the back. We have a dangerous pass, but Deacon Burnett goes back and gets it. Defenders were following along that time. Deacon drives, cut off, leaves it back now for Hayden Gravatt. Hayden drives, reach in, they knock the ball up into his arm, and now Robert Gravatt falling to the floor, throws it up, it went in, but a foul before he got the shot off. Now the Johnson Brock fans are extremely unhappy. They wanted that foul on the shot in a three-point play. Grady Preston, the foul, his second. Second foul of the quarter. Johnson Brock ball on the baseline. Now we will look into Robert Gravatt, makes a catch, shoots it too strong off the back iron. Rebound to the Bobcats on the run the other way. Truman Milton. Milton will give the ball up for Kershaw. Kershaw back to Milton. Now they swing it for Mueller. Inside Preston. He spins in, and this time foul will be called on Brody Taylor, it looks like. No. They're going to call it on three on Deacon Burnett. Deacon must have reached in there as he made the spin. His second team foul number four of the quarter with 3:33 left. Preston at the line to shoot a pair. He's 3 for 4 at the line, and this one's in and out, no good. All right, here we go. All right, free throw on the way up. Too strong, no good. And on the rebound, Robert Gravatt was chasing it. And the Bobcat, as Gravatt was leaning down, Bobcat, Truman Milton, put his forearm on his back and got called for the foul. His second team foul number three of the quarter. Low core pressure here by Johnson Brock. And there's a trip by, well, he's called Bresson, I think. Yeah, he gets called for tripping as they try to set a trap. That's his third. Game foul number four. All right, we come back here. Inbound again in the backcourt to Kaler. Guarded by Bresson. They put a little pressure on, just token pressure. To the front court comes Kaler, the senior. Off the right side, looking, driving, underneath, pass, and in the paint, making the catch was Hayden Gravatt. And the Bobcats reach in, try to take it away. We got a whistle. What are we going to have? We're going to have a foul? No. Oh, Gravatt's got blood on him. Robert comes over to the side. The trainer comes out to check it out. So it will be Eagle ball on the baseline. All right, we've got Robert Gravatt all cleaned up. Triggering in on the baseline will be Hayden Gravatt. Man-to-man defense, everybody sideline to sideline. Free throw line high, bring it in to Kaler. Kaler off the right side, gets the ball away to Deacon Burnett. Now working around off the left side. Handling the ball, Grady Barron. Barron holds it off the right side. Now we go with it to Deacon Burnett. His cross-court pass knocked away. Bresson with a steal. Charging in up. Was that goaltending? Yep. Way up the ladder that time was Deacon Burnett. He's called for goaltending, and we've got an injured Bobcat down holding his right leg and knee. Is a Bobcat, and the trainer and Coach Harper out there check on the injured player. And we'll see who made the catch. Well, kind of treating it like it could be a cramp, but he was holding his knee. They're getting him up. That's Bresson, so we'll give him the basket. He's got 14. It's now 51-43 on the goaltend. Bresson walking it off, heads back to the huddle. And we'll be ready to roll here in a moment. Bresson grabbing his right calf up high. Trainer talking to him yet. 2:50 left. All right, here we go. Bring the ball in, Johnson Brock to Kaler. Kaler heading up the floor, guarded there by Zade Arp now, 6'4 junior. Hand the ball away, Deacon Burnett. Deacon to Brody Kaler. Moves in, down the left side, dumps it underneath. The reverse layup is good, and a foul. That is Deacon Burnett with the bucket. He's got 9. He'll be looking for 10 for a 3-point play as the foul is going to be called on Truman Milton. His third for the Bobcats. Team foul number 5. And at the line is Deacon Burnett. Brody Kaler has 14. Grady Behrens has 10. Robert Gravatt has 10 for the Eagles. Let's see if they can put a fourth player in double figures. And they do. Deacon Burnett rattled it all around the rim, but it went in, and it is now 54-43, the biggest lead of the night. No, it was 12. The Eagles up by 11. Timeout on the floor. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
This is Sunny
101.3. All right, we're ready to go here. In the fourth quarter, 2:33 left in the ballgame, an 11-point Johnson-Brock lead. The Eagles are 11-1 on the year, looking for their 12th win. Same for EMF, but they've got a big hill to climb here in 2.5 minutes. Premier sponsors for the broadcast on the 97th annual MEDEC tournament include Community Insurance Group, Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, as well as gutters. Here come the Bobcats up the floor, down by 11. Hand the ball ahead to Connolly. Connolly looking. Passes off, and a foul. A shooting foul, I believe. The foul's going to go on Deacon Burnett. And, you know, it looked, and I can't really tell you that for sure, Taylor was behind him. And it looked like Brody Kaler jumped and maybe knocked his teammate Burnett into the shooter. So now team fouls are even 5 apiece here in the quarter. Oh, this ball took 4 hops on the rim and came out. So it's no good for Keaton and Kirchhoff. He's got 6 points in the ball game tonight. 0-for-3 now at the free throw line. He'll have one more coming here. It's on the way. It's up. And oh, he's shooting 3. Okay. That's right, he was behind the line, wasn't he? So he gets that one, and he'll have one more here. 54-44, and he makes 2 out of 3. 54-45, and he hits 2 out of 3 here. And now up the floor, Kaler on the run. Down low on the right side, Hayden back. Gets inside, shoots it, and he is fouled. Foul will be on Zade Arp, his second. And at the line, Hayden Gravatt. 3 points for Hayden in the ball game. He made a triple back in the second quarter. Hayden sets, fires, and got it. He had all the team fouls early in the game. He had 3 out of 4 in the first half. Second one, ready. Lead is 10 again. 55-45, free throw, no, and the rebound ran down to the side. Keaton Kirchhoff, up for ball loose, rolling over, and timeout call to save the possession with 2:07 to go for EMF. 2:07 left, 10-point lead, Johnson-Brock back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Sunny 101.3.
Pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef,
They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.